having Kentucky Derby dreams. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America. For many, horse racing is the most exciting 2 minutes in the sporting world. It's complex, it takes a lot to be competitive, and it takes even more to be successful. In fact, the horse I'll Have Another will run for the Triple Crown in 2 weeks. The last Triple Crown winner was affirmed in 1978. Americans seem to have a passion for the ponies. Susan Nusser shares that passion for the industry. In her new book, Kentucky Derby Dreams, The Making of Thoroughbred Champions, she travels inside the thoroughbred industry to chronicle her experiences from the start of foaling season through the end at the auctions, giving readers an insider's view of raising Kentucky Derby hopefuls. Nusser spent time at Kentucky's TaylorMade Farm, and her book begins at the start of the 2009 foaling season.
With the intent of following about a dozen horses born during that time, to watch them from their foaling season through to their final dispersal at the yearling sales about a year and a half later. And so I started, you know, I live in Wisconsin. I would drive down to Kentucky. I went down every, 4 to 6 weeks. I had the first summer, the foals were just getting bigger, and so I didn't spend a lot of time down there that summer. And I'd go down for anywhere from, a week to 2 weeks. And at one point I stayed 6 weeks, the last summer before they were all sold. And so the idea was that I would do this narrative, and every person that those foals would meet between when they were born and when they were sold would give you a portrait of the thoroughbred breeding industry in all of its complexity. Right, that every person who sort of was around those horses or making decisions about those horses or putting a hand on those horses.
She tells Brownfield one of the things that surprised her the most from her observations was the vigilance and knowledge of the industry by the people that worked for the farm.
I was shocked to be, I'm sitting there looking at these mares, and they all look kind of the same to me. I mean, there's hundreds of them, and they're in these paddocks, and they're on these hillsides, and it was astonishing to me that, like Scott Kintz, a broodmare manager, could glance up a hill at yet another brown horse and know not only who that mare was, but know her pedigree and know her near relatives and know what they were doing. Know if one was racing, know if one had done well. I mean, it was the depth of the knowledge. And then I used to go, and that was on the broodmare side, and then at some point, sort of you're following the seasons of the farm, at some point I shifted over to the yearling side as the yearlings prepped for the sale. And over there, Frank Taylor, who's one of the four brothers who owns the farm, he goes around, and every person who owns a horse on the farm gets a monthly report about that horse's confirmation, like an evaluation of how they're progressing. And it was just amazing to me to watch what Frank could see. Like, he and I could look at the same horse, but what he was seeing, it was like the horse had a whole other, it was like I was seeing it in two dimensions and he was seeing it in three.
You can learn more about her insider's view of the horse racing world in her book, Kentucky Derby Dreams, The Making of Thoroughbred Champions. It is available at all major bookstores. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.